we'll finish up our day. We got Rob Bentley. He's the assistant athletic director. He's Mr. Communications up here in the voice of Ferris State basketball and football. Robbie, how you doing, man?
It's great, guys. Great to have you here, and we appreciate you being here, and a great show this morning.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I just want to make sure somebody follows Colleen Lamoureux Tate around today to make sure nothing... Man, she's a little fired up this morning.
She is.
I like that lady.
She's a fun person to work with. She's fired up, especially after a loss, and I know she'll have her team ready to go later this week.
And you have a big week planned. Lay that out for us. What's going on up here this week in Ferris Athletics?
I know you've just talked to Coach Anise, and, of course, football signing day coming up tomorrow, and a big event for the Bulldog football program, as it is with all the other college football programs in the country. And, you know, fans can tune in online at ferrisstatebulldogs.com to watch that live press conference tomorrow at 12:30. And Thursday night back on the hardwood, Bulldog basketball hosting Michigan Tech, and what it will be a big GLIAC doubleheader at Jim Wink Arena, 6 o'clock for the women, 8 o'clock for the men. Bulldog hockey at home this weekend, and a big series as Ferris State resumes WCHA play against Northern Michigan both Friday and Saturday night, and of course Bulldog basketball on Saturday against Northern Michigan as well.
Pretty good fall campaign school had, didn't you?
It is. It was a great run for our volleyball team, as Perk mentioned earlier this morning, reaching the NCAA Division II Elite Eight, a tremendous run in the postseason, a regional title over Grand Valley, and the Midwest Regional Championship match, and the football team obviously made some huge strides this past fall and had an outstanding season and just narrowly missed earning a playoff bid and some big wins along the way for the Bulldog football team.
And so you guys aren't related. I mean, because you look like twins. I mean, it's like, you know, Danny DeVito and
I've never really looked into it, quite frankly, Bob.
We're a family tree with no branches, or what is it?
Right. Where do you come out of the womb from?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my father's side is from Kentucky. My mother's side is from Nebraska. So it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I don't know
if we could get a do-rag on him right now.
Oh, it'd be
we got a picture.
Yeah, we should have done that early in the morning. Now that we think about it,
long lost brothers somewhere down the road.
Right, I'm sure there's some sort of. We're all brothers, aren't we?
Rob Bentley, assistant athletic director and communications. Also, he's the voice of Ferris State football and football. Talk about broadcasting those games. I mean, how long have you been doing those games?
You know, it's a lot of fun, something I really enjoy doing. Probably the favorite part I have in my job is being able to call the games, and, you know, kind of fell into it. I had a little bit of experience working in college at a radio station and just kind of fell into the sports broadcasting side of it. We needed a basketball announcer a decade ago or so and picked it up from there and added football along the way, and it's, a very enjoyable part of my job.
Because obviously this is where the big money is at, right?
Right.
Sports broadcasting, calling games.
I don't know. You'd have to ask my wife. It's pretty hard when teachers are making more than you are. But
now that's saying something in this day and age, right?
That is.
As it should be. But do you have a favorite basketball, football? What's your favorite season?
You know, I really enjoy doing football. The whole game day atmosphere and the pregame show leading up to kickoff and the postgame show. You know, I'm a basketball guy. My background's in basketball, but football's something I really enjoy doing on the radio.
You can tell. I enjoy listening to you. I followed the Ferris Bulldogs this year. You know, my son was on the roster there, and it was a great year. It was.
Next game you're going to call is the Northern game?
No, actually Michigan Tech on Thursday
night. Michigan Tech, okay.
Bulldog basketball, and of course Northern Michigan on Saturday, and a little unusual for me with head coach Bill Saul on the opposite side, called his games for so many years. It was a little different when we played up there earlier this year, and it'll be a little different, I'm sure, with him back at Wink Arena this weekend.
Is that a bit of a rivalry, you would say, with coach up there now?
You know, I think it's going to develop into a rivalry. You know, there's a lot of respect on both sides, but he's a individual that's going to do what it takes to build that Northern Michigan program, and obviously the Bulldogs certainly would like to get a measure of revenge maybe and pull out a win here this weekend.